This podcast is brought to you by SMC. Moneywise, be wise.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Short covering has pushed markets higher and Nifty ended above 11,100. Some good news coming out on Hump Day on the Lal Street. Let's find out all that took place on the Lal Street over the course of the day on an evening walk down the Lal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Indian markets witnessed a short covering bounce in the last 90 minutes of trade today, which pushed the Nifty 50 back above 11,100 levels, but still below its 200 days moving average placed at 11,148. The final tally on D Street read something like this. The S&P BSE Sensex rose 83 points, while the Nifty 50 closed 32 points higher at 11,118. Sentiment eased as investors braced for a dovish policy from the US Federal Reserve, which led to some bit of short covering in the Indian markets. And considering the fact that we were trading near crucial support levels, some bounce back was on the cards. Vinod Nair, who is head of research at Geojit Financial Services, told Money Control, and I quote, "Market reversed after testing the psychological level of 11,000 marks supported by short covering in banks and auto after recent days of fall and prospects of dovish Fed policy. Investors' appetite for mid and small caps is yet to find confidence despite consolidation as lackluster earnings and high beta impacted the sentiment. A decisive up move will depend upon ease in liquidity crunch and improvement in fundamentals." Unquote. In terms of sectors, the S&P BSE Metal Index rose 2.4%, followed by the BSE Auto Index, which was up 1.2%, and the BSE Oil and Gas Index, which rose 1.06%. Recovery was seen in the broader market space as well. The BSE Small Cap Index rose 0.34%, while the BSE Mid Cap Index was up 0.72%. Experts feel that the market is expected to remain weak in the near term and the market is likely to face selling pressure at higher levels. On the technical charts, Nifty has formed a bullish candle, but as long as it trades below 200 DMA and 11,200 levels, weakness could stretch towards 11,000 to 10,950. Ajit Mishra, who is Vice President of Research at Relegate Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "We expect that weak domestic sentiments may continue to have a negative bearing on the Indian markets. Furthermore, muted corporate earnings and challenging outlook provided by the corporates is also weighing on the markets. We recommend investors should stick to stock-specific approach, taking cues from the earnings, and traders should avoid highly leveraged positions." Unquote. Top Nifty 50 gainers included names like IOC, IndusInd Bank and Yes Bank, which were up in the range of 4 to 5%. While on the losing side today, we had Axis Bank, Z Entertainment, which all lost in the range of 4 to 5%. Some other stocks that made some noise today on the Lal Street. Auto major Hero MotoCorp ended 4% higher today after the company posted a whopping 38.3% year-on-year increase in quarter 1 FY20 profit, on account of a one-time gain with respect to the reversal of a calamity fund. Shares of Cox & Kings closed 5% lower after the company defaulted on payment towards the commercial papers. The company has defaulted on a repayment of 10 crore rupees on commercial papers due on the 29th of July. They were pending sell orders of 29,25,753 shares with no buyers available. Shares of Gujarat Gas ended over 4% higher on the 31st of July after the company reported a strong set of numbers for the quarter ended June. Coffee Day Enterprises shed another 20% today after Cafe Coffee Day founder V.G. Siddharth's body was found near the Netravati River in Mangalore. They were sending pending sell orders of 24,94,013 shares with no buyers available. And finally, Indian Oil Corporation closed the session today 4% lower after it posted a 41% fall in its June quarter standalone net profit at 3,596.11 crore rupees against 6,099.3 crore rupees in the quarter ended March 2019. Quick look at financial markets elsewhere. Stocks in Asia ended lower today as investors awaited the US Federal Reserve's announcement of its decision on interest rates. Japan's Nikkei 225 slipped 0.86% to close at 21,521.53. The Topics Index, the broader Topics Index also of Japan, also fell 0.66% to end its trading day at 1,565.14. Shanghai Composite shed 0.67% to close at 2,932.51, and the Shenzhen component fell 0.77% to 9,326.61. The Shenzhen Composite also declined 0.681% to close at 1,571.3, and Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell 1.31% to close at 27,777.75. So, Asian markets also ending lower today. Well, that's it as far as Dalal Street action is concerned. But of course, that's not the end of podcasts on Money Control today. We have our story on water. What about water? We have either floods or we have droughts. Ativrishti, anavrishti. Where are we going wrong in terms of conserving water? And where could we be doing better as individuals and as a society? So do listen to that one for answers to those questions. And as usual, there'll be stories of the day where I will recap the events of the world in about 20 to 25 minutes. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.